app.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. A terrorism advisory bulletin is warning of a heightened threat environment in the U.S. after strikes on Iran this weekend. CBS's Sam Vinograd.
We are likely at the most heightened threat level that we've been in decades.
Rebecca Weiner is a New York City counterterrorism official on a stepped-up security presence there.
With an actor like Iran, it really is about intel, working with partners, monitoring tips and leads. So that is our standard operating procedure as it relates to Iran.
It's not just here. The State Department has doubled the number of emergency evacuation flights for Americans who want to leave Israel. And now diplomat workers are being told to leave countries in close proximity to Iran. CBS's Olivia Gazis.
The State Department ordered the departure of non-essential diplomatic personnel and family members from Lebanon, citing the volatile and unpredictable security situation in the region. It also said it was drawing down additional American personnel from its mission in Iraq. But there were no announcements of U.S. government assistance being provided to private citizens wishing to depart either place.
President Trump is hinting at a regime change in Iran. CBS's Willie James Inman from the White House.
He described the damage to them as monumental. In a social media post, the president also wrote, quote, "It's not politically correct to use the term regime change, but if the current Iranian regime is unable to make Iran great again, why wouldn't there be a regime change?"
Tens of millions of people across the Midwest and East are enduring dangerously hot temperatures. It goes from Maine down to Mississippi.
Extreme heat warning means it's here. Take action. And many major cities are in that realm, which means you need to stay inside and stay hydrated. Baltimore, over 110 the next couple of days. New York City, 105. These are feels like temperatures.
CBS News meteorologist Andrew Kozak. In Texas, Governor Greg Abbott has until midnight to either sign or veto bills passed from this legislative session. One of the biggest bills puts a ban on hemp-derived THC products. Bryce Hartness runs a vape store in Austin.
It robs us the ability to give people their medicine. It's detrimental to a lot of farmers, a lot of businesses out there. It's kind of sad.
If it becomes law, all THC and THC variant products would be illegal to use, sell, and possess in Texas. It is Game 7, winner take all in the NBA Finals tonight in Oklahoma City. But Indiana's Tyrese Haliburton, who was playing with a strained right calf, went down with a lower right leg injury in the first quarter. Pretty much the entire Pacers playing, coaching, and medical staff surrounded him on the court once he got hurt. And he was quickly ruled out for the rest of the game. The Thunder is leading the Pacers 81-68. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Broth, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Oh, getting warmer. Matter of fact, it's getting cold. I'm not getting younger. Matter of fact, I'm feeling old. And why's it gotta be so hard to be a woman or a girl? And why are all these politicians saying they're gonna run my world? No, no, no.
Okay.
back to local music in the After Hours show. That is Max Inc. Radio Saturday and Sunday night. We started this week's show off with two in a row from Blythe Gamble, who just walked away with another MAMA Award, this time for Blues Performer of the Year. Congratulations, Blythe. Find out more information about the MAMA Awards by going to themamas.org. That's themamas.org. This hour's celebration of the local stuff is powered by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Salvatore's Tomato Pies is in Sun Prairie, Monona, and Livingston Street in Madison. There's pizza, and then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie right now at salvatorestomatopies.com. It wouldn't be an after-hours show without a Jimmy's Tune. See Jimmy duking it out with Blythe at the award show on our Instagram page just by typing in Max Inc. Radio. The Jimmys are live in and out of town or tonight in Michigan, but then they're back in town at Tomahawk on 625, Shell Lake on 627, and then tiptoeing across the border into Stillwater on 628. Back in Madison on 629. This is Love Will Find a Way in the after hours of Max Inc. Radio. The Jimmys on Max Inc. Radio. We continue the After Hours show with some Dana Perry, who's been very busy with the Mamas this year as the executive director. You can always catch her, too, at Cargo Coffee. When she's not on stage, she'll making sure everything backstage is happening exactly the way it should be. This is The Great Alone Now on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
There is a song in progress. press, a little great big sing-along, and everyone knows the words. It's never ending, and I can't really recall where the beginning began. It's old and it's ancient, yet every time we sing it, it's gonna feel brand new. It works in any key, in any tempo you can imagine. All dynamics are infinite. Ooh. She showed me that the whole of existence lies right there in the pit of my gut. Showed me that all there is and ever was and ever will be is alive inside of me. It made itself known, then I promptly threw it up and out in every which way. And then I left myself alone right there, crying, shivering, naked, feeling strong, feeling blessed in my true form. Oh.
Dana Perry Into Work, who is live at the Memorial Terrace next week on 627, or see them at the Long Mile of Music up in Appleton on 731 or 81. You're listening to local music on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back. Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Turtle Island Dispensary has your access to products and information to improve your quality of life. Flower, topicals, extracts, gummies, mushroom spores, and growing supplies. From Acapulco Gold to Amber's Rose Petal Bath Bombs. Stop in at 831 East Johnson Street in Madison or visit the website at shopturtleisland.com. That's shopturtleisland.com. It's a party on the patio at the Lazy Oaf Lounge, and you're invited. Every Tuesday at 6 p.m., it's just Merle and a girl, and Thursdays on the patio feature singer-songwriter Shelly Faith.
Well, hey, bartender, won't you pour me another?
Music starts at 5:30. It's live music on the patio at the Lazy Oaf Lounge every Tuesday and Thursday. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Find specials, menus, and more at LazyOafLounge.com.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at FullMileBeerCompany.com.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at Salvatore'sTomatoPies.com.
Buying a home is a lot like eating pistachios. Some deals pop right open, some take a little effort, and some, well, some make you want to grab a hammer. That's why you need Aaron Weber Group. We do the heavy lifting so you don't break a nail or your sanity trying to crack into the housing market. We've got the perfect place where you can eat pistachios in every room. So don't shell out your life savings on a bad deal. Call Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, today. We'll get you into a home that's nothing but perfect.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
To lose. got a job making shoes. No risks, no more mistakes. At least now we can say that we got high. Yeah, we got high.
is over, and we brought you back with the local Wisconsin sounds of Jordan Story and Electronic. And that was Until the Sound here on Mag Sync Radio in the after hours. This half hour's local sounds are sponsored by Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen, right there in downtown Sun Prairie. Come for the homemade food and beer. Stay for the live entertainment, 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com. Let's keep the local sounds moving with Isaiah and the New People live in Duluth, right across the border on 74 or in Bayfield on 75. Celebrate the long weekend on both sides of the beaches. This is Did You Run on Mag Sync Radio. We are local music. the People Brothers Band on Bax Inc. Radio. If you miss them at Atwood Music Hall, man, that new place is so cool. You can catch them at Summerfest on 7-3. German Art Students now, and they are live on 7-5 in Green Bay at Invasion Fest. This is Bands Playing for Other Bands on Bax Inc. Radio. We're going to go to break, but we'll be back with our last hour of tonight's local music show that you can see and hear across Wisconsin. And Kelsey Miles is going to take us to that break right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As I face the mess of the memories I hold instead. Mine for the making, my beautiful mistake. It's mine to make, and I can still see it as I face the mess of the memories I hold instead. One day I won't need to pretend. Mine for the making. I cannot change it, no. So I will embrace it, my beautiful mistake.
City's burned to nothing. We got Trump running down to underground bunkers in the National Guard. It's getting tired and tuckered. It's a third strike there to the neck by the knee. Racist police singing, I can't breathe. Now we're roaring inside singing, I can't breathe. I can't breathe. The riots will last. I see no tears, I feel more the pain. I see no empathy, I see no more shame. And the police are breaking windows deep undercover. The umbrella to hide and then blame on another. The system's dead. Now we all know for the rest in power. As long as we keep fighting, tearing down the towers of greed and fear and pain. And brick by brick, it'll stop to rain. And we can build again with bricks of understanding. The walls of ignorance down from our demanding. Tim, I can shout in the dust settles and the fire burns out. Then we'd finally hear what he was trying to shout. In the dust settles and the fire burns out. Then we'd finally hear what he was trying to shout. When the dust settles and the fire burns out, then we'd finally hear what he was trying to shout. Seeing we'll be right back.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this state.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Michael Toscano. The NBA has its champion after tonight's Game 7 of the finals, The Call on ESPN.
For the first time, the NBA champion resides in Oklahoma City. The storybook season is complete.
The Thunder beat the Indiana Pacers 103-91. The Pacers lost star Tyrese Haliburton early in the game due to a serious lower right leg injury. A bulletin from the National Terrorism Advisory Service warns of a, quote, heightened threat environment in the United States following the U.S. military strikes on Iran's nuclear sites. Correspondent Chanel Kell.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem says there are currently no credible specific threats against the homeland, but experts that we've been hearing from say information sharing between local and state law enforcement and government officials will be critical in the days ahead.
The security alert also applies to Americans traveling abroad.